One young man who nearly died as a result of complications during a minor operation describes his experience, which Ring presented in his book, Life at Death.
I took a trip to heaven,
says the man.
I saw the most beautiful lakes. Angels were floating around like seagulls. Everything was white. There were the most beautiful flowers. No one on earth ever saw such beautiful flowers.
Ring adds that visitors to heaven often report seeing impossibly beautiful countryside. It was the most wonderful thing they had ever seen, says a woman who had clinically died due to respiratory failure.
I was in a field, a large empty field, and it had high golden grass that was very soft, so bright. I was really very happy in that place. Soft, silky, very brilliant gold. The grass swayed. The grass was so outstandingly beautiful, I will never forget it.
One woman who suffered a massive hemorrhage following surgery described heaven as an immense city that seemed to float without any support at all.
The flowers and flower buds along the street were all like precious rubies, diamonds, and sapphires. Heaven also has super modern buildings, much better constructed than ours. The lush vegetation in heaven is not all green as here, but gold with varying shades of pink, orange, and lavender, like the rainbow.
We know that heaven is an incredibly beautiful place, not just because of the accounts of those who have temporarily died, been revived, and come back to tell us about it, but also because the Bible itself, in its final two chapters, Revelations 21 and 22, gives us a vivid and detailed description of the joys, wonders, and pleasures that God has in store for us there.
As earth receives,
heaven is truly the world of the miraculous. In fact, the miracles that you've heard about on this tape are just a little foretaste of the heavenly powers that will be freely available to everyone in the wonder world that awaits us. There, you will have an indestructible heavenly resurrection body, and you will be able to fly through the air with the greatest of ease. The Bible tells us that we who know and love the Lord will have bodies like Jesus' body was when he rose from the dead. After he came back from the grave, he was able to appear or disappear, walk right through solid walls or locked doors, and fly from one place to another with the speed of thought. And we will be able to do the same. In our new, powerful, wonderful, miraculous superbodies, we'll still be able to eat and drink and have fun, make love, and enjoy all the God-made pleasures of this present life. But then, it will all be even better than anything we've ever experienced here. Of course, one of the most wonderful things about our life in heaven is that it will never end. We'll enjoy each other and the Lord and all the heavenly wonders of His creation forever, with no more pain, sickness, sorrows, tears, sin, evil, or death. Only love and laughter and peace ever after. Will you be there? You can be. In fact, you can enter a wonderful world of heavenly happiness, love, and peace right now by receiving God's Son, the greatest maker of miracles, Jesus Christ Himself, into your heart. He loves you and will come in if you invite Him. Simply pray, Dear Jesus, I need you to do a miracle in my life. I know that I need help and that I can't save myself. I believe that you are the Son of God, and that through you I can personally know your loving Father. Jesus, I need your love to cleanse me from all fear and hate. I need your light to drive away all darkness. I need your peace to calm my troubled mind. You promised in your word that if I'd open the door of my heart, you would come in. So I now open my heart to you, and I ask you, Jesus, to please come in and give me your free gift of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for suffering for all of the wrongs I have done, and for forgiving me and hearing and answering my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, now that you've asked Jesus to come into your heart, you have his miracle working power in your life. For you, the impossible has become possible, and there is no obstacle in life that you will not be able to overcome if you sincerely pray, read and claim God's promises to you in the Bible, and expect him to fulfill his word. He says in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not." You are now his child, and all the wonder-working power of heaven is at your disposal to help, protect, and provide for you in time of need. And most miraculous of all, as you pray and read God's word, the Bible, you will find your life changing day by day in so many wonderful ways.
As earth receives heaven opens to the world waiting.